Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me this morning in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 3, and I want to read verses 11 to 15. It says, "And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." I want us to begin by noticing three phrases that we just read. And this is the order, the progression that the Lord has purposed in salvation. Verse 11 says, Who am I? Verse 13 says, What is his name? And verse 14 says, I am that I am. If a person ever gets a hold of those three phrases, it'll be an evidence that salvation has come. Who am I? What is his name? I am that I am. Well, the title this morning and the subject this morning specifically is, What is his name? Verse 13 says, And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? First he said, When I come unto the children of Israel, that's who deliverance is sent to, the children of Israel. Israel is Jacob. Jacob is the sinner. He's the trickster, the supplanter. When I come unto the sinners, there's the gospel right there. This gospel is for sinners. Deliverance is for sinners. Christ came to seek and to save sinners. I'd love to tell that to more sinners. But you know, sinners are very hard to find. Very hard to find. The scripture says, All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. But sinners are very hard to find. It's hard to find somebody who really believes, deep in the heart, Who am I? Who am I? I'm just a sinner. They're hard to find. Few and far between. But Lord, if I find any, if you send any, Verse 13 says, "When I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? What should I, your messenger, say unto them?" You know, that is the substance of our entire message. That is the gospel of our entire message. What is his name? Who is he? That's the gospel. Who does he say he is? Moses said, "Lord, what should I say about you? What should I say to the people? Who should I say you are?" Verse 14, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am not what you think I am. I am not who you've made me up to be in your mind. I am that I am." The first thing you tell sinners is, "I answer to no one." When they say, "What is his name?" you tell them, "I said, I am that I am." The word that's so interesting to me. It's how the Lord has chosen to describe what he is. I am that I am. Turn with me over to Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel has come to Mary to tell her that she would be with child. And the angel said, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Now look at verse 34 with me. It says, Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." How do you describe him? How can anyone or anything possibly describe him? Turn over with me to 1 John chapter 1. Verse 1 says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. I am that I am." That's what he is. Here's the definition of it. It means the existing one. Absolute, therefore unchanging. The eternal being of God. I am that I am. What he is self-existent. The best man or woman in the world, or the best angel in glory, has to say this: "By the grace of God, I am what I am." But God says, "I am that I am." He is self-existent, self-sufficient, all-sufficient, inexhaustible. Do you know what that means? Here's what it means. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me to give him glory. He doesn't need my praise. He doesn't need me to give him company. He doesn't need my presence. He doesn't need me to bring him joy or happiness. He doesn't need me to do anything. He is that he is. He doesn't need me to take the first step. He doesn't need me to accept him. He doesn't need me to open the door to my heart and let him in. When he wants in, he breaks the door down. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me to fundraise for him. He does not need me to lead anybody to him. When he chooses to save a person, he confronts that person himself. And he speaks clearly and directly to their heart. And like a two-edged sword, he says, I am that I am. Somebody asked the question one time, does he speak out loud? No. No, he doesn't. It's much louder than that. Much louder. He doesn't need me. But do you know what is sweeter than the honeycomb to the heart of a sinner, a real sinner? It's hearing him say, even though I don't need you, I love you and I want you. He is what he has always been. And he is what he will always be. What does that mean? I don't fully know. He is unsearchable. Listen to Job. This is chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. It says, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as the heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? Who can hinder him? Well, I'm going to search him on my own until I find him. You can't. He's unsearchable. He said unto a man named Manoah, who wanted to know his name, he said, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? You cannot find me. You cannot know me. You cannot even know my name unless I reveal it to you. Our text back in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 say, Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am, and. The Lord gives Moses two answers. First, you tell the people, I am that I am. And then, verse 14 says, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. I am hath sent me to you. To the unbelieving world, I am that I am. But let me tell you what I am to you. I am faithful. I am merciful. I am exactly what I've said I am. Now he told his messenger, Moses, "You go tell my people, I am hath sent me to you." So I want to tell you some of the times that he said in his word, I am. I'm just going to give you 12 of them, only from the book of John. He said it many times, but I'm going to give you 12 from the book of John. This is his word. In John chapter 4, verse 26, he said, I am the Messiah. The woman at the well said, I know when Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. And the Lord Jesus Christ said unto her, I am he. I am the Messiah. I am Emmanuel, God with us. I am the one that should come. John chapter 6, verse 35 says, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 8, verse 23 says this, He said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. This man Jesus is not of this world. This is no mere man. This is God come down. In John chapter 8, verse 58, he said, I am eternal. He said, Before Abraham was, I am. In John chapter 9, verse 5, he said, I am the light. The light of the world. I am the one that causes the blind to see. You go tell the blind that. John chapter 10, verse 7, he said, I am the door. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. John 10, verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10, 36, he said, I am the Son of God, and I'll make intercession for you. John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I am the one who died. I am the one who rose. You go tell my people that. John 13, verse 13, he said, You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. I'm your Master. I'm your Lord. John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in John 15, verse 5, he said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Now, that's who he says in his word that he is. Now, turn with me over to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, verse 13 says this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I've said who I am. Who do they say I am?" Verse 14. And they said, "Some say, Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." Now listen to this. They say, those who don't know who you are, those who don't know what your name is, they say you're John the Baptist. They say you're the front runner for God. They say you are the one who came to prepare the way for God. They say you're only the person that points men to God. You're the one that can get men to God. And that's where they leave it. Or they say, you're Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. They say, you're begging men, you're pleading men and women, crying for men to let you save them. That's what they say. They say you're a good man who only wants the best for everybody. A good man. Verse 15, the Lord said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Who do you say I am? Do you say I'm just the man who can get you to God? Do you say I'm begging lowly sinners to let me do anything? Verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." By God's grace, by God revealing Himself to us, by God's mercy to us, we say, "Thou art the Christ, the Christ." A man named Robert Hawker defined the name Christ as this: God united to humanity. We believe you are God united to humanity. What is His name? Here it is: the Lord Jesus Christ. The one and only Lord. That name means Jehovah. That name means God. Jesus, the man, born of a virgin, the Savior. Christ. That means the union of both. 100% God, 100% man. The perfect union of both. Now back to our text over in Exodus chapter 3. Verse 15 says this: And God said moreover unto Moses, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. You tell my people, the sinners whom I've chosen to save, I am the Lord God of their fathers. I am the same God that Abraham had. Abraham was a 75-year-old idolater, a false religion sinner. And I made a promise to him to lead him out of all that and give him faith to believe that I would bring him into the place he should be, the place of his inheritance, a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. And I blessed him, and I kept my promise. I am still the same God. I'm the God of promise. You tell my people they have the same God Isaac had. Isaac was tied up, bound to an altar, ready to die. He was as good as dead. And I provided a way out for him. I provided a substitute for him, a ram caught in the thicket. I spared his life because of the blood of another. Now you go tell Israel, I'm still the same God, a just God and a Savior. You tell them I'm the same God Jacob had. That lying, cheating sinner who I broke. I wrestled with him and I broke him. He was struggling with everything. He was having a hard time with everything. He knew it, but he wasn't bowing to it. And I broke him. I broke him to my will. I broke him to my word. I made him bow. And then I converted him to be a prince with God. Now you go tell my people, I am still that same God. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. Verse 15 says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. What a blessed name. Blessed name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. What a God we have. I am so thankful that He is who He is. I am so thankful that I am sent His message to me. I am so thankful that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the covenant God, had mercy on me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us all, we pray. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord God bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.